in this final segment, I want to go back to what we were discussing right prior to the break, and that has to do with this attack in London over the weekend. Gary, you brought up a question. I'm glad you brought it up. It is something that had been going through my mind. It was a conversation that I'd had, a very lengthy and in-depth conversation with another individual who knows a lot about Islam and its motives. But Gary, I want to take that and comment on what the media has been doing. They have been playing incessantly over the last 24 to 36 hours, the video of this man as he's pulled out of the truck. He's placed in a police van to be carted off. They've talked about it. And of course, the mayor of London, who is himself a Muslim, has had much to say about this. Theresa May, the prime minister, has equally had much to say. But Gary, what troubles me is this. There are a number of those that are Christians or call themselves Christians who constantly defend, and they are using this incident as an occasion to do so again. They constantly defend and protect the Islamic world every time there is an attack. And they will use a phrase like this. Well, this was just an extremist. This was an aberration of the religion of Islam. This is not the reality of what Islam is. This was just someone who took an extreme position and has perpetrated an evil act. Islam is not to blame. The ideology is not behind this. And yet, Gary, over and over and over, and again yesterday in Paris, and the name of the man has not been released. My thinking would be this. Is there a chance he's a Muslim and they've not released his name because of that? We don't know yet. But over and over and over, these attacks organized by terror organizations, organized or coming out of state sponsors of terror, and I'm talking about majority Muslim countries that are state sponsors of terror, that's what the religion of Islam is. That's what the religion of Islam does. And yet, Gary, Christians continue to defend the religion. How in the world can they do that?
Well, I think some of them, Dave, do it out of ignorance. And of course, I know that Christians and others who listen to this radio program realize that we talk about Islam a lot because we are very concerned about Islam. And Islam is more than a religion. It's an ideology. It's something that it's a culture. And as we've emphasized many, many times on this radio broadcast, whether it's ourselves or IQ Al-Razoli and others that we have with us, Tom Wallace and various other folks we have with us, Islam has the desire to take over the entire world. They want to see Sharia law established. There are those, David, who would want to see Sharia law established here in the United States of America. And so for a Christian, and let me even put it this way, for a Christian pastor to come forward and to defend Islam in any way, shape, or form and say, well, it's a religion of peace and we shouldn't talk against Islam and we shouldn't say that Islam is a wicked culture, is a wicked ideology. They simply do not understand what the teaching of Islam is all about. Whether you are talking about what's in the Quran or what's even in the words of Muhammad, people need to understand exactly what Islam is all about. Preachers need to preach about it. People need to study up on it. Because, you know, Dave, I was thinking earlier this morning of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says that Satan, as a roaring lion, seeks whom he may devour. And do you know something, Dave? That's exactly what Islam is doing. And we need to understand that Islam is one of the devil's tactics to destroy Christianity and Christians and those who would be friends of Christianity in the world today. It's high time we understand that. It's high time that we wake up and realize the truth of this. If not, we're going to see more and more of Islam taking over different portions of the world simply out of the, if you want to call it ignorance, or just the lack of desire to take a stand against this wicked culture that's out there called Islam.